Hey guys, welcome to this week's She Speaks Live for a solo episode with me. I hope you've had a chance to listen to the previous episodes of the renewing of your mind and how to stop worrying. I'm enjoying these times with the Lord as He has so faithfully downloaded His word to me and to impart in each episode. The word of God changed my life. It changed my thinking. It shapes me to see myself and others the way God sees us. And I feel like there's no time but the present to chat about the gospel and encourage us in these days ahead. So I'm bringing us through the contentment series from the five topical categories that you'll find in the journal Serenity, Calm Your Soul and Strengthen Your Spirit, which you can purchase on my website, jamieelizabeth.com. And for 15% off with free shipping, use the code VIP15. But by any means, it's not a necessity to have one to listen to these solo episodes. So what's unique about the Serenity Journal is that you can personalize the scripture with inserting your name within the verse. This is one of the many ways we can study or read the Bible, as it brings this personal directive to take heed of the word of God in our lives. So as I'm sharing in this episode, you'll be able to walk with me in a verse to personalize, and then we'll chat about it like a mini Bible study. So for today, I want to begin by reminding us about what we talked about previously of having a disciplined mind. A disciplined mind is a renewed mind. And how do we renew our minds? Through God's word and taking it through our actions. It's more than just being hearers of the word, but we need to be doers of the word to live a transformed life. Remember that wrong thoughts kick against the word of God, and a renewed mind will fill us with the right thoughts, God's thoughts, which is His word. So this week that I'm recording is Thanksgiving, and there's so much to be said that the way to hold fast to what God has done for us is thanking Him. So praising Him brings Him gratitude. And when we praise Him with thanksgiving, we are expressing our faith. And when we give our praise of gratitude to the Lord, it combats the enemy and protects our blessings. Ephesians 4:27, Paul says, "Don't give the devil a place in your life." One of the many ways we can keep the enemy out of our lives is through praise and gratitude. The enemy can't get through a crack when we are continuously giving God praise and thanksgiving. And, you know, gratitude puts our faith in operation. We are continually releasing our faith, which makes the enemy flee. Ways the enemy seeps through the crack in our lives is a lack of peace. It's a lack of God's word in our lives and a lack of giving God praise and thanksgiving. And did you know that gratitude and anxiety or fear cannot coexist at the same time? I find that so fascinating, where our neurons can't have that going on at the same time. And when we cultivate that gratitude in our lives, we develop a calm mindset as it opens our awareness of God's goodness, and it deepens our faith to help us live in the moment of contentment. Being faithful to God is literally our instant mood lifter that we may not do often enough. And I'm speaking for myself here that it will supply more joy in our lives as we give thanks, which, by the way, it's in the journal Serenity. And I give ample space to write out your praise and gratitude to the Lord, which I found it to be a great way to begin my day. So to start with the verse we will be personalizing today, I want to first segue into it by talking again about 2 Timothy 1:7. And it says in the Amplified version, "For God has not given us a spirit of timidity or fear, but has given us a spirit of power, love, sound judgment, and personal discipline that results in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. I know we talked about this verse last time in the Renewal of Our Mind episode, but I think it's important to remind ourselves that God has authored us power and authority that belongs to us to deal with fear. Fear is a spirit that comes not from God, but the enemy. God has given us the opposite, a spirit of power, love, and a disciplined self-control mind. And like we discussed before, to have a self-controlled mind, it requires us to renew our minds every day with God's word. It's not enough for a Sunday or a Monday to take us through our week. An undisciplined thought life will totally rob us of our peace. And sometimes we aren't even aware that we are thinking wrongly until we start to read God's word and receive the knowledge and go, oh no, no wonder it's been a struggle. But that's why it's important to allow God's word to shape our thinking and actions to align it with his will. And the enemy can't force you to take up wrong thinking. We have been given all authority to take those thoughts and submit them to the will of God, which is his word for our lives. We do have a choice to take thoughts of fear or thoughts of God's word, his power, his love, a mind that is governed by the Holy Spirit to lead us into right thinking. So this segues us into our verse for today of 1 Peter 5:7. And it says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Other versions may say, cast all your burdens or worries or cares to God. This is one of my ultimate favorite verses because God sees that we can get heavy burden, overwhelmed. And for some people, they can literally physically get sick with panic. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, I had never felt so overwhelmed. I tend to gravitate to the I'm Wonder Woman mindset mentality, and I can do it all. But in reality, I can't do it all. And what started off with a simple phone call with my daughter of sharing with her about my nights waking up at 3 a.m. and I couldn't shut my anxious thoughts off and I felt like the walls were closing in on me. She just simply responded with, Mom, can I pray with you right now? And I know what you're feeling. I've been there. So let me pray for you. And I kid you not, a wave of emotion just came right over me. And this release of this heaviness started to lift as I had someone, my daughter, which is special in itself, but another person just pour into me and pray over me and pray scripture over me. That's how the one prayer can release everything that I wasn't supposed to carry as I handed it over to God. So as we say this verse out loud by personalize it, understand that God wants us to cast everything to him because he cares so much about us and wants us to live fulfilled with the freedom that he's already given to us. So where I say Jamie, you'll say your name. Okay, here it goes. Cast all Jamie's anxiety on him because he cares for Jamie. This means take it out of your hands and into God's mighty hands. When we cast it out of our hands and into his hands, he starts working on it. God isn't going to rebuke us for giving him our anxieties, burdens, fears, but it says he cares. When someone cares, there's affection and love involved. God is an affectionate, loving God, and he is watchful. He's going to take it with care, but we have to make sure not to take it back. Don't take back what we have already given to God. Let him do the finishing. Let him do the work, surrendering it over for him to work on. And have you ever had a child give you something to fix and then they see it getting fixed and they want to do the rest and they're like, mommy, let me do the end. Let me finish it. And you watch your child struggle and then they end up giving it back to you to finish. We can do that so often with God. let's not take back what we give him. When we start to see our lives getting better, saying, I can take care of my life now. Let the author of our lives care for our lives continuously. Keep our lives in his care, in his hand, and he will affectionately care for it. That goes beyond what we could ever imagine. So I hope this helps you, encourages you. Thank you for listening. And I hope you all have a blessed Thanksgiving, giving him continual praise and gratitude. And if you'd like your own copy of Serenity, go to my website, jamieelizabeth.com. Make sure you use that code VIP15 for your discount and free shipping. And this makes a great gift for Christmas that I know is coming up so fast. So take advantage of buying as many as you want while I have this offer. And I'll see you next time on She Speaks Life. Hey there. Thank you for listening to this to the end. Stay tuned for more teachings as we go through the contentment series straight from my journal, Serenity. Calm your soul and strengthen your spirit. And if you'd like to own your own copy, go to jamieelizabeth.com, or you can hit the link below in the show notes. And since this is a new release, I'd love to bless you with a checkout discount of 15% off plus free shipping. Use code VIP15 in the promo code section as you check out. And also, I do have a fun quiz going on. It's on my website where you can find out what kind of journal writer you are. So go ahead, explore on my website. Again, that's jamieelizabeth.com, jamieelizabeth.com. And don't forget, this episode is live in video on YouTube and Spotify. So hit the subscribe button and never miss newly released She Speaks Life episodes. Okay, have a blessed day. We'll chat soon.